I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 7 years ago, a deadly wave of persecution overtook Orissa, India. India Partners' John Spark says not much has changed.
2 weeks ago, one of the pastors that works with our ministry there was assassinated, killed by people that were against the gospel, and shot down in cold blood. And so it's persecution that keeps on going and a desperate thing that they have to deal with.
India Partners is inviting you to pray with them for India's believers. It comes down to, do you believe God is big enough to overcome?
By tormenting one, by persecuting one person, people are able to squelch the gospel in many areas because of this action. So the prayer is that they would have boldness, that they'd be able to rise up and be strong in this difficult situation.
The church in India might be struggling to overcome persecution, but it's uniting Muslims and Christians in rural Indonesia. Radical Muslims brutally attacked a pastor supported by Forgotten Missionaries International. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
Pastor Yuda, even as we speak, was being transported to another hospital where there's imaging equipment so that they could take some brain scans and see if there's any bleeding in the brain.
But Muslims and Christians are working together to find the attackers that could turn into opportunities down the line. In the meantime, there's a long road of recovery ahead for Pastor Yuda and for his family.
We just really appreciate prayers from the Mission Network News audience for his recovery. Obviously, any financial support we can give will help. There are immediate medical expenses.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.